This Friday and Saturday, the Thorn Preserve in Woodstock, New York, will have a BioBlitz. A BioBlitz is a community event designed to quickly compile information on biodiversity in a relatively small area. Community members participate in the events alongside trained naturalists and scientists to find and identify as many species of plants and animals as possible in generally a period of 24 to 36 hours. The Thorn Preserve is owned by the Catskill Center and is comprised of 60 beautiful acres in the heart of Woodstock. Thorn Preserve is operated in partnership with Woodstock Land Conservancy. Here to tell us more about the Thorn Preserve's BioBlitz are Georgia Asher, a board member for the Woodstock Land Conservancy. Georgia, thank you very much for being with us.
I'm pleased to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. Virginia Lupino is Outreach and Education Coordinator for the Woodstock Land Conservancy. Thank you very much for being here, Virginia.
Thanks for having us.
And Peter Koch, an ecologist and with research and teaching experience at the Universities of Maine and Georgia, is with us as well. His specialty is salt marsh ecology. That's very cool.
It's just not the Thorn Preserve.
but how did you get into and estuaries in general, right?
Yeah. Estuaries. I worked on a project up in Maine for my master's degree on estuarine ecology.
Well, you know, welcome.
And then in Georgia on the salt marsh.
Welcome
ecology.
To the program. So thank you very much for being here. So let us begin with you, Georgia, of how this particular event came to be.
Okay. Well, the Woodstock Land Conservancy wants to reach out to the community and help them understand as much as possible about biodiversity and the importance of preserving land and preserving habitats and biodiversity on the land. So we are now stewarding the Thorn Preserve and wanted to do an event where we could bring in the community and teach them about biodiversity and also form a database of, you know, everything that's out there, the plants, the animals, the fungi, et cetera, and so that we would be able to better steward this piece of land, you know, make decisions about how it's to be used. So I am very interested in this sort of thing, so I got involved in it along with Virginia and Peter. Okay.
So, Virginia, part of this, of course, as I mentioned in the introduction, is to identify and to find and to identify these species. So that goes into your work of outreach and education.
Yeah, and we will. So what's really wonderful about this event is that it'll be really introducing the community to the scientific process. And we're involving high school students as well as parts of the community to be part of this. And we're also going to have a naturalist on site whose focus is family and children education, natural education. He's going to be there on Friday from 9 to 3 to actually work with families and children, which would be a really, you know, another addition to the whole piece of what we're doing.
And when it comes to, I guess, the audience, who ultimately you want everybody to come? I mean,
everyone is invited. Sure.
Yes.
Everyone is invited they can participate on any level on our website, bioblitz2015.com. They can see the full schedule of when each of the different biologists is going to be on site to be doing the data collecting. And they can sign up to be part of which particular thing they might want to which piece they have the greatest interest in, or as many as they want to be part of.
So, Peter, what is your role in this BioBlitz that'll be taking place?
Well, I'll be covering mammals and stream macroinvertebrates, which will actually go into the Sawkill Creek, which runs by the property, and sample for things like mayflies and caddisflies, all the wonderful things that are trout food there that really support the trout population, you know.
So
and see what's there.
So mammals and bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that sounds
everybody's
fun.
Everybody's just grabbing different. Well, I'm such a generalist.
Sure. You know. Well, but things that are around the water.
Yeah.
So in the mammal sense, what do you think we could see?
Oh, well, small rodents. Well, you know, squirrels in the trees and things like that. But we have live traps, and we hope to catch some rodents, you know, mice and things like that, and identify them, you know, moles and shrews and, you know, all these ground-dwelling, small mammals.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
Base of the food chain. They're what foxes eat and everything.
Yeah, you know? And it's a lot of stuff that we perhaps, that's going on there that we don't see.
Right.
We just walk by and we don't look at it.
And that's the idea about this whole BioBlitz is let's look at it. Let's bring it up and look at it.
The bugs fascinate me because I know sometimes they do good, sometimes they're just annoying. But as you point out, food for the fish. And
so basic on the food chain.
Yeah.
That's the primary trout food is, you know, aquatic macroinvertebrates.
Yeah. We're also having, can I say something?
Absolutely.
We're also having an entomologist.
I'm sorry, I got fascinated by the bugs and their trapping.
Well, this is more about bugs.
Okay.
We're having an entomologist from SUNY New Paltz. He's actually head of the biology department. Aaron Hazelton will be there at 10 o'clock on Friday to, you know, talk about not so much stream bugs, but other, you know, insects. He's an entomologist, so that should be very interesting.
Really fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're having, just to mention a few, this isn't a species or living thing. Well, I guess it is in a way, but we're having a soil specialist from the Cornell Cooperative Extension, Justin O'Day, who will be there at 10 o'clock on Friday. He's going to dig a hole in the field and show people all these layers of soil and delve into the dirt, right?
Right.
And we're having a fascinating guy at 1 o'clock on Friday who's going to talk about or bring people out in the field and look for fungi and mushrooms. And that might sound boring to some, but fungi is one of the major categories of life. A lot of us think that life is plants and animals.
Sure.
Fungi is one of the major categories separate from plants and animals, but very important. You know, we were talking about...
Is it fungi season? Are we seeing that yet? Is that fully emerged yet?
Well, won't see mushrooms, probably.
Yeah.
But there's fungi underground that... there's this huge network.
Oh, I see that it's under,
underground. Mm. That connects to the tree roots, mycorrhizae. And trees actually communicate through this fungal network. I think that's utterly fascinating.
So how do they communicate? And where are they, what are they saying? How are they
saying, okay.
there's a hurricane coming.
Thing, one thing they
did
can
you see
do,
the branch on him?
Yeah. this isn't just, you know, New Age stuff. This is scientific stuff.
There's a communication.
Yeah, there's communication.
So communication in the sense like I'm here and don't, like that kind of thing?
Well, that thing, yes. But also I'm being attacked by this particular kind of insect. And so a tree way down the line can get that information through this underground network and use that information to then rev up its resistance to that kind of insect attack.
And does that we're going to a place I didn't think we were going to go, but let me so is that a conscious effort that is made or just a natural response to the coming attack?
No, it's not conscious effort. It's probably some sort of chemical that goes through
a chemical
that
reaction to the once that network hits and you say, oh, this is coming, and then I have to get ready for this condition that perhaps is down the line.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and no grief of the tree who got screwed on the disease, right?
No grief.
Okay.
No, and there's no debate, you know.
Right. Maybe not that bad of a thing. That tree kind of annoyed me. Gone. Good.
Yeah.
It seems like again, going back to your role with education, but it seems like this is just, you know, it's one thing to read about the stuff. It's one thing to look at it even in the classroom, but to go out and just walk and to look and to pick up the rocks and the trees and
get,
you know,
down
realize,
and dirty with it.
Right.
Yeah.
That seems wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun just to pick up a rock and see what's under there. You know, it's great to have kids start doing this, you know.
And how did you pick this particular time? Because it's, I guess, a little bit of a gamble because sometimes, you know, we have snow. But
yes.
But it seems like it'll be fine. But a lot's going on, right? I mean, everything's starting to take on its life, right?
Well, I think we chose this time because we wanted to get school kids, and we thought it would be kind of an ideal time for them.
You know,
if it was later, like it was in the summer, we wouldn't have so much success.
And we didn't want to get into the whole period of when finals and all that was happening. So that kind of drove us to the end of April for that.
Earth Day, too.
Well, that's true.
In that general area,
that's true.
You know, people are thinking a little bit about things.
So it's this Friday and Saturday, the Thorn Preserve in Woodstock, New York. It's their Bio Blitz. They do have a rain date, by the way. It won't rain. It'll be perfect weather. But if it does, it's May 1st and May 2nd. That's the rain date. But otherwise, it'll be this weekend. And you can find out more information by going to BioBlitz2015.com. BioBlitz2015.com. It'll take place this Friday and Saturday. Georgia, Virginia, Peter, thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.